next year, even say we push Lena or Sabra about Winston Shield with a lot of the guys, his wife is going through chemotherapy.
וזכוסו לפו שלמה פעליזה בעשור.
I don't know if you know, but there's 19 days left till we're going to be standing by the Supreme Court. And the shaila is, how do we go ahead with it? Bianca Galinsky used to say, Elul is schon gestorben. In the yeshivas, there's a yahrzeit that they keep. The Ramban writes that we say, the mi yichye, mi yomus, mi bekitzoi, mi loy bekitzoi, the Shloisha Svarim Niftochim, Chaim Ulamovis, doesn't always mean in the literal sense of Chaim Ulamovis. Chaim Ulamovis doesn't mean that the ones who are Lachaim are going to live and the ones who are Lamisa are going to die. The Chaim Ulamovis, says the Ramban, is in the quality of life. Quality of life is how much Yisurim do I go through during the year? How many problems do I have? How many days do I not have? Do I not want to get out of bed and face the day? How many Parnosa problems? Tzar Gidel Bonim problems? Shalom Bayis? That's called Chaim Ulamovis. That's called quality of life. And that we are standing here today doesn't mean that we were paskened last year l'chaim. Probably most of us, if you would make the cheshbon ha-nefesh of what we've been through in the last year, with all the troubles on all sides of the fence, you'd probably end up saying that I was paskened l'movis. And yet we walk around with the confidence that al tzayin b'seder. Rebellion used to say, Kavakoras Roya Edroy, Mavit Soina Tacha Shiftoi. He used to give a moshel, this was his drosha before Ne'ilah. He used to say, the moshel, the Rebbeinu Shloilam, takes us through like a shepherd when he takes the sheep and they go through a fence, one by one. Only one sheep can go at a time. And he's counting them. And every tenth one is l'shchita, is l'misa, and he puts on it a red mark, a red line across the sheep, that he is l'misa. And then they go out from the fence and they start jumping around in the field. He says, make a cheshbon. He says, you're going to come out there and you're going to see 100 sheep running around, grazing, as if nothing happened. And yet there's 10 of them that have this red mark on them and the tom on the shechita. He says, if the sheep would know that he has the red mark on him, what would he do? He'd run to the river and he'd bathe himself in the river to get rid of the mark. Make sure he wouldn't be in the tent or getting rid of the shechita. He says, that's exactly the way the Ribbono Shel Olam goes through. Kavakoras roya edroi mavit tzoyne tacha shiftei. The Ribbono Shel Olam puts on every one of us a mark. Some are thicker, some are thinner, some don't get it at all. But if we would know, and yet we can go through the year, we can go through a Sukkot, chilled, we're okay. We can go through a Chanukah, a Purim, a Pesach, and we think we made it through the year, and suddenly after Pesach, suddenly Erev Rosh Hashanah, the mark comes up. If we would know B'Shas Ne'ilah, what mark we walked out with, we would jump into the river to wash it off. The river is the river of tefillah. The river is dmois. And yet we walk around as if we're okay. How many of us were marked? If we make a cheshbon anefesh, how many of us walk through with a thin red mark, a thick red mark, and we did nothing about washing it off, and we have a chance still to wash it off? The Gemara says, Om Rabbi Yechanan, Shleisha Svaram Niftochim B'Rosh Hashanah. The three Svaram that opened on Rosh Hashanah, Echad Shel Roshoim Gemurim, Echad Shel Tzadikim, Echad Shel Binayim. And the Gemara goes weiter and says, Tzadikim Gemurim Nichtovim Nichtovim La'alta L'chaim. They get written off straight away. Roshoim Gemurim, it's La'alta L'misa. Taisa says, what is the din on lemisa or lachaim? V'chol zeh dekori hocha gabi rishoyim misa. Anything that's called over here misa and gabi tzadikim chaim, kleima lachaye ho'olam haba. That means Taisa holds that the whole din of Rosh Hashanah is a din on lachaye ho'olam haba. Chaya Olam Haba? Chaya Olam Haba is after 120. What's L'chaya Olam Haba? Every year we get done on our Olam Haba. Our Olam Haba is at the end of 120 years. So the Bali Musa say, L'chaya Olam Haba is Pshat. The Ribbono Shel Olam wants to see how much are we focused on being a Ben Olam Haba? How much are we focused on doing a Rotzon Hashem? According to how much we are a Ben Olam Haba, we walk around with the Ribbono Shel Olam during the day, that's how much Olam Hazeh you'll get. The Olam Hazeh of the Ribbono Shel Olam giving us things that will help us get through the year, whether it's Panosa, or any Machlas, whatever it is. All that is totally on how much I'm a Ben Olam Haba. And the Ben Olam Haba means how much are we focused on doing Rotzon Hashem. And Rotzon Hashem means giving up your own Ritzonius, giving up your own wants for Rotzon Hashem. Ben Olam Haba doesn't mean putting a penny in stock and I've done a mitzvah. How much am I willing to give up for Rotzon Hashem? Here we walk through, we come to El. Even if you only keep the yod side of Elul. But every one of us, as soon as we hear the word Elul, it gives us a certain tension. We don't like to think about it. By some of us, it's Black September. And we always make the cheshbon of, even if I want to change, I can't change. And even if I do change, it's not going to last. And this is life. There's nothing much I can do about it. Let's get past the Yomim Neroim, these days of fear and awe. And let's get moving on to Simchas HaBeis HaShaiva. It's more Gishmak. And if I'm coming to Eretz Yisrael, Zich even more Gishmak. If I'm staying in a hotel, I'm already dreaming about it. That's more Gishmak, that's Yiddishkeit at its best. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, let's just get it over with. We don't want to think about it because we feel that we can't do anything about it. And even those who feel they could do something about it, feel it's not going to last. And perhaps we have our minutes of where we reality hits us, like, you know, time is moving on. You know, and somebody meets you and says, Rabbi, I'm making a bar mitzvah soon. Wow, I'm getting older. Suddenly time's moving on, and you suddenly feel within you, you don't want to talk about it and you don't want to say it, but we'll talk about it, that I don't feel my potential has been used. I could be a lot further. I could be doing much more with my life. I could be a better Eved Hashem. But, you know, each day comes and one thing flies into another and I've got no time for it. the Bari Musa used to say, the Satan's biggest fight is making sure that you don't have time and you shouldn't think about it. Here I want to suggest, perhaps it will change, a change in our outlook of the Avodah of Rosh Hashanah and the Avodah of Yom Kippur. Perhaps it might be a chiddush to some of you. In our bichlal, our Avodah, in being a Ben Olam Haba. The Torah tells us, Bonim Atem Lashem Elokeichem. Bonim Atem Lashem Elokeichem means you are children. What does that mean? Is that just a nice expression? Do we feel it? No. Do we understand what it means? So here, the Mefarshim explain there are two types of love. There's an Avas Chaverim, which is totally if we get along together, if we understand each other, we're on the same page, so we enjoy each other's company, okay, so we're good friends. If something gets in between, okay, we don't have kesha anymore. That's called an ava chitzonis, an outside ava. It's totally badova. But then there's an intrinsic ava of avos av leben, a father to a son. Where a father to a son, however rochak he could be from his father, there'll always be deep down a kesher that perhaps has to be ignited, but it's there. It's there. And it's something that you can't take away. And as much as breigus you might be with your father, there's a certain kesher that will stay. It's Mishas Yitzira. It's not something new that was built after you were born. You're a chelek of your father in a different guf. And therefore you're part and parcel in one. That's called Ava Pnimis. And the same way as a kid hasn't seen his father for months and he suddenly sees him getting off the plane, he runs to him. He doesn't run to him because he's getting a present. He doesn't run to him because he's going to get something from it. He doesn't even run to him because there's a mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em. He runs to him because it's his father and he'll hang on to him. He'll hug him. He'll hold on to him. Because that's the mitzvah of Avos Av L'Ben. That's something you can't take away. Nothing will break. By the Ribbono Shel Olam, there's two types of Avo. There's an Avo that when I look at the gadlus of the Ribbono Shel Olam, I look around the world, I see the Moedika Chesed from the Ribbono Shel Olam. I see beautiful views, mountain tops, kosher beaches. It's all part of, I see Gadlus Habayra. That's an Ava Chitzonis. Because if one day I wake up and the deal didn't go through, one day I wake up and I didn't understand. I sat on a tasteless the whole morning said and I didn't go. I said, Ribbono Shel Olam messed me over. I'm not a Balkishan. That's called Ava Chitzonis. Yet there's another Ava that we have with Ribbono Shel Olam, which is a lot deeper. That's called because we have a Nefesh Ola Kaimi Mal. We have a Chelik from the Ribbono Shel Olam that's deep, deep inside us, that however far away we turn away from the Ribbono Shel Olam, there'll always be a moment where we'll reconnect. The Moshul, the Ramban says, where does the Yid get a koyach that for 50 years he was doing whatever he wanted? Fry a guy, every rotzen he wanted. And yet when he's told to bow down to the cross, or you get shot, he'll be mukhan to get shot. Where does that koyach come from? Where does that koyach come at that moment that he doesn't make a cheshbon? Is it worth it for me or not worth it for me? Yet he's willing to give up for the rotzen Hashem. That means he's giving up all his rotzenius for rotzen Hashem. He's not going to bow down. Where does that come from? That is because there's an avo between father and son that you can't break. And at a moment of clarity, and at a moment when you feel that there's no cheshbon, there's no seichel, it's above all cheshbonos. That relationship that I have with the Ribbono Shel Olam is above cheshbonos, like an Arthur Ben. Then, that nekuda is called avach pnimis, that every yid has. Some people call it pintel yid, but that's the neshama that we have in us. That's called bonim atem l'Hashem Elokeichem. It only shows up once in a while. It'll show up in Auschwitz. It'll show up when you start dancing into the gas chambers. You can have yidden that their whole lives had no shaychus to doing rotzen Hashem, only their own rotzen. And yet at a minute of clarity, they turned around and said, Shema Yisrael, and we're ready to go. Where does that come from? That's an avos av leben. That's something deep inside that goes above cheshbon and seichel. There's no cheshbonos. V'ahavtas Hashem Elokecha. You take a bar mitzvah bachor and you tell him, first mitzvah is krishma. V'ahavtas Hashem Elokecha. He reads it. V'ahavtas Hashem Elokecha. I have the same mitzvah of avo to the Ribbono Shel Olam as Moshe Rabbeinu. I have the same understanding and I have the same mitzvahs asay v'ahavta Hashem l'kecho b'chol l'vav v'chol naf v'chol medecho. The Torah says, yeah. Because you don't have to work on it. It's there. The shaila is, how am I going to reveal it? How do I megala the avo? How do I megala the avo? We all have it. And every so often, we might feel it. But most of the times, it's covered with layers and layers of your own rotzen. Most of the time, it's covered with your own yetzahara and your own taivas that you'll do only your rotzen. Once in a while, when I'm put against the wall, it could be a firing squad or whatever it is, it'll come out that ava that you have to the Ribbono Shel Olam of rotzen Hashem, where it goes above all cheshbonos, and you'll do Shema Yisrael. But after Hashem lekecha, the mitzvah of Ava is not to love the Ribbono Shel Olam. I don't have to work on it. I have it. I have to be megalit. I have to reveal it. I have to take off those layers of all my own rotzonius in order to leave the rotzen Hashem naturally that's there. In the tefillah of Rosh Hashanah, we find Zechroinus especially, most of our tefillah go through the Slichas, Rosh Hashanah, you find that we all talk about Akedah Yitzchak. Zechus Akedah, Zechus this. And we find in the Rosh Hashanah davening, Serol Fenach Akedah Sha'akad Avrom Es Yitzchak Benoi, Kein Yichbushu Rachamecha Es Kas Choma Aleinu. And we finish off the bracha, V'akedas Yitzchok Lazara Hayoim V'rachamim Tizkor. Remember it. What shaykhs do we have to Akedah? What's up with Akedah? Every year we try and we mispal at the schus of Akedah. What's up with Dafka Akedah? And another kash on Akedah is, why Dafka is Akedah such a choshev as schus? And Avraham Avinu jumping into the fire is not a schus. Guy is willing to be moisa nefesh, give up his life for the Ribbono Shel Olam. That the Torah doesn't even tell us about. It tells us in a remes, or a kastim. And the Medrash tells us, or kastim is being meramis to the nisoyin of kivshon ha'esh, of being thrown into the fire. Kedus Yitzchok, Ribbono Shel Olam told him to do it. That's the biggest nisoyin. Kivshon ha'esh, he wasn't even told. He did it from his own amunah. And yet the Torah talks about it the whole time, and we use it every year the whole time. Rachmona id kalon kiyomet the schus da akedah. So Reb Elia over here says, I'm Mori Diki Yesoit. He said, the Kivshan Ha'esh, being thrown into the fire, Avraham Avinu came to the Hakorah, he came to the understanding and recognition that Hashem Echad. He came to the Emes. Emes? People give up their lives for. Perhaps we don't, but the Arabs do. What they believe in, they're ready to give up their life. Because for Emes, Emes is somebody's willing to give up for. Akedas Yitzchak, Avraham Avinu goes around and he was Melech Ha'olam. He had thousands of Talmidim. He was the biggest Baal Tshuva movement there ever was. Take a look in the Rambam, you'll see he printed thousands of Sforim. Hundreds of Talmidim, tens of thousands of Talmidim, and he taught them what it means to be an Oved Hashem, what it means Ben Adam L'Chaveroi, how to say thank you, they came to him by the house and they ate by him. Don't thank me, thank the Ribbono Shel Olam. He taught them to be mentioned. And here, he lives a whole life, 137 years of preaching, Ben Adam L'Mokim, Ben Adam L'Chaveroi. And then the Ribbono Shel Olam tells him, no, go and kill your son. It's the opposite, total opposite of where he is coming from. Isn't there a bigger, there's no bigger nisayon than that, to give up on your beliefs, what you've been dashning. How am I going to look in the world? It's pasnished. You could have made 50 different cheshbonos. Not to do it. Even Rabbeinu Nissim writes that the Ribbono Shel Olam didn't even command him to do the Akeda. He said, if you want to give me Nachas Ruach, do it. I'll be very happy. But if you wouldn't have done it, it wouldn't have been an Avera. So Ribbono Shel Olam didn't even command him to do it 100%. Yeah, he understands that that is Rotzon Hashem. Rotzon Hashem, I give up my own Rotzonius. That is a Nisoyen. That Nisoyen, Kedas Yitzchok. Our Avoida is an Avoida to be Megala, to reveal the Ava between Ribbono Shel Olam and ourselves that we have naturally and we're given to his Matana, Neshama that keeps us alive. That Neshama is connected to Ribbono Shel Olam. In order to be Megala it, in order to reveal it, the Avoida is to do a Maisa that Shaykh to Mesiris Nefesh. Mesiris Nefesh, we always learnt, was to get killed for the Ribbono Shel Olam. He was Maisa Nefesh, he goes up to the Heichel from Rabbi Akiva. Unbelievable, you bury him in his clothes, Mesiris Nefesh, he was killed for a Yid. There's a bigger Madrega. To live the Mesiris Nefesh for the Ribbono Shel Olam. Mesiris Nefesh doesn't mean giving over your life. Mesiris Nefesh means giving over your own wants for the want of the Ribbono Shel Olam. In order to awaken this neshama that we have in us, that be'etzim causes us to die al kiddush Hashem, we have to do a maisa that's living al kiddush Hashem. Each one of us has to have a kabbalah to walk into Rosh Hashanah with a kabbalah. It doesn't have to be a big kabbalah. There has to be a kabbalah where you give up your own rotzon for the rotzon Hashem. Perhaps some of us, it means walking into shul without having our phone on us. Perhaps it means staying by davening till the end, till after Aleinu. Everyone on their madrega. Perhaps it means saying Asheyotza for 60 seconds, but kavona, even though I'm in a hurry. But that's called Mesiras Nefesh. Because I'm giving up my own rotzen for rotzen Hashem. I make no cheshbonos. The Ribbono Shel Olam, now time to daven. I'm totally focused on what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants. It doesn't have to be a big Kabbalah. But it's a Kabbalah putting a penny in stocker is not Mesiras Nefesh. Maybe a Maisa Mitzvah. But you also feel good with it. Giving up your phone and not walking into shul with a phone that you don't take out during Chazal Hashav, or taking off your watch today, and not watching the emails that come in, is a Mesiras Nefesh. I'm giving up my Rotzon for Rotzon Hashem. That ignites, that lights up the Mesiras Nefesh. That's my connection with the Ribbono Shel that's naturally there. When I light up that what's naturally there, then I'll start feeling the Ribbono Shel. Then I'll start feeling the Kesher that once in a while we have. Perhaps in the few minutes of Ne'ilah. Or some minutes during the year, we feel some sort of Kesher with Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam wants us to have that constant Kesher. That is the Avodah of Yemei Elul. The Avodah of Yemei Elul is to reveal what naturally I have. Avodah, you have to do tshuva for the Averis. There's a lot of layers of Rotzen Atzmi, of my own Rotzen. But how do I reconnect? How do I ignite it? I ignite it with a Maisa Akeda. Maisa Akeda means giving up something that I stand for, that I want, and I give up for those 3 minutes, or for those 5 minutes, for those 10 minutes, for the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's my Akedas Yitzchok. And therefore, when I walk into Rosh Hashanah davening, and I walk in with an Akeda that I did, then I can stol zechzu to the Akeda of Yitzchok. Then I can ask the Ribbono Shel Olam, Akedas Yitzchok Lazara Hayoim Barachamim Tizkei. Because I'm also part of that. I also ignited through my Maisa Akeda the neshama that we naturally have in the Ava between the Ribbono Shel Olam and ourselves. I also walked in Im Kabonim, Im Kavodim. I'm also a Ben La'avodas Hashem. I'm also Bonim La'Hashem Akeichem. When I do that, then it's possible to walk into a Rosh Hashanah with the right lawyer, with a good lawyer that will fight for us for L'chaim Ulamavis. And it's not that avoider that I have to walk around with a long face that we think Elul is Yimei HaSimcha V'Gilu Bir Odo. Yeah, there has to be a... We're scared because it's Yom HaMishpat. But it's reconnecting with the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's bringing out our natural, intrinsic love that we have for the Ribbono Shel Olam that's covered over with love for other things that are a stira to what Rotzon Hashem is. And we have to break something in us to do something that goes against our own Rotzon for Rotzon Hashem. And then automatically, we will feel connected. The Torah writes that Gimel Svaram Niftochim, the three Svaram that opened up, Echol Shel Rosh Shel Tzadikim, Beinoinim, Rishoyim, is not about last year's Cheshbon. The Torah says, Amor Dika Chiddush, it's about next year. Where am I signing myself on the dotted lines? On which side of the page? Am I signing myself on the Roshoim, or on the Tzadikim, or the Beinoinim? Which Be'etzim is a very scary thought. Because even though naturally we'll say, oh, I sign myself on Tzadikim, with what? It's not a pen and paper, it's with Maisim. I can't walk into Rosh Hashanah without an Akeda on myself, without coming along and telling the Ribbono Shel Olam that I try to awaken the natural love. It's there. But I've got to do a Maisa. I have to do a Maisa that's going to reawaken. I've got to do a Maisa that through this Maisa, the Ribbono Shel Olam sees he wants to sign himself on Sifron Shel Tzadikim. He wants to sign himself on that page. I don't expect you to be perfect. Rome wasn't built in one day. The Seder. But there was an Akeda. There was a reconnecting. You ignited what's naturally there, what I gave you as a matana and a neshama l'kayim imao. That's your chiyus. You did something that's rotzen for my rotzen against your rotzen. That's your signing of Sifron Shel Tzadikim. If we, each one of us, can start 19 more days and we'll be standing, and if you make the cheshbon, take a look. Everyone can make a reality check. Look in the mirror. Do we want the next year to look like last year? And the mistake is that we think that the muscle, a guy goes into business, yeah, I need Siyata Dishmaya. Tries one deal, tries two deals, tries three deals, you never see anybody giving up. Well, I'll have Siyata Dishmaya. Yet when it comes to Avodas Hashem, I tried once, I tried twice, I understand, I don't understand, I tried, I will, I could, I give up, I don't have the koyach. Do you understand that the minute I rekindle that ava that I have with the Ribbono Shel Olam, I get koichas lemaila min hateva? I get godly koichas. And the same way as the Siyata Dishmaya lies in Gashmias, 100 times more the Siyata Dishmaya lies in Ruchnias. Nobody's ever said, I give up at 30 years old or 25 years old looking for a job to make panosa. I'll try this, I'll try that, I'll try this, I'll try that, we'll try another deal. It'll work one day. The Ribbono Shel Olam's on my side. That we have confidence in. Yeah, but Rotzon Hashem? That we don't. The Ribbono Shel Olam didn't give me a good cop. The Ribbono Shel Olam didn't give me a cheshek. He didn't give me a Rotzon. I don't feel connected. The same Siyata Dishmaya. In fact, more. The minute I connect with Rotzon Hashem, I get godly powers. And the same way that I have godly powers to go and not bow down to the cross and get shot for, because that's above seichel. Doesn't make sense. Are you going to get killed? If you make the cheshbonis, it's not happening. But nobody makes those cheshbonis. Because in a minute of clarity, in the minute where that suddenly you're put against the wall, you suddenly, the neshama that's deep down in you comes out and you connect with the Ribbono Shel Olam, you have koichos me'al hateva, above nature, godly powers. Those godly powers we can awaken when we want it. And the Ribbono Shel Olam is willing to give it. The va'ani l'doidi, the doidi li that says Elul, says the Ribbono Shel Olam, first I want to see the va'ani. Who are you? If it's L'doidi, if it's to the Ribbono Shel Olam, then the Ribbono Shel Olam says, L'doidi li. I'll come back to you. I'll waken up. If you're willing to go for me, give me Rotzon Hashem, L'doidi li, the Ribbono Shel Olam will come back to you. Ani L'doidi is the avoid of El. Rosh Hashanah says, L'doidi li. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is the Ribbono Shel Olam coming back. Because the minute we awaken the natural instincts that we have for the Ribbono Shel Olam, and we take it away by doing Rotzon Hashem, the Ribbono Shel Olam says, V'doidi li. V'doidi li, I will come back, I will be mayor, I'll give you a gishmak in Yiddishkeit, I'll give you a gishmak in wanting to come to a davening, I'll give you a gishmak in wanting to do a mitzvah. But you've got to make the first move. The Va'ani, who are you? David HaMelech says, V'ani tefila. I was a shtick tefila. That's who my Matthias is. And that's Elul's all about. Va'ani. Who are you? Look in the mirror. Who am I? Am I a person that does mitzvahs because it's comfortable to do it? And it just doesn't get in my way? But if it got in my way, no problem. Or is it va'ani to do l'doidi, to do the Rotzon Hashem? And when it's va'ani l'doidi, then the Ribbono Shel Olam says, v'doidi li. And it doesn't have to be a big Kabbalah. Rabbi Isaac Sher once got up before Ne'ilah and he said, Rabbi Sam, stopping for a minute before we start. There's a Kabbalah from the altar from Kelm that if you take on a Kabbalah before Ne'ila, as a Kedushas Yom Kippur all the way through. He says, think for a minute and take on a Kabbalah. And after a few seconds, he turned around and says, okay, now take that Kabbalah and cut it in half. And perhaps you might be Matzliach. And then he says, take it and cut it in a quarter. And you might be Matzliach. Nobody's saying to take a massive thing that you won't be able to last. But if you want something to last, even after Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, you want something to have a kinyan in part of you, it's got to be b'mesiras nefesh. Mesiras nefesh means giving up your rotzen for rotzen Hashem. And your rotzen for rotzen Hashem can mean coming out of the Beis Kisa and standing for 2 seconds to say, Asher Yotzeh b'kavona. You're in a hurry, you got to catch something, you got to go somewhere. No. I'll wait 60 seconds and say a Baruch Ato Hashem with a kavona, knowing what Shem Hashem is. For rotzen Hashem, that's my akedah. When it's vani, and that starts becoming part of me, that I'm willing to give up for the Ribbono Shleilam, then the Ribbono Shleilam says, "Vaday dili." That will stay because that you're building up your natural instincts for the Ribbono Shleilam. If we take this and we work it through, and each one of us walks out that Elul is not the Ribbono Shleilam coming into town and standing there with Ashteken. The Ribbono Shleilam came down to Yimei Rotzen. The Ribbono Shleilam wants our relationship, but he wants first for Ani. You've got to go out and meet him. I'll make it easier for you. Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Dush, Hashem, Bimotzei. I'm around town. You can come out and say Shalom Aleichem to me. For 11 months, we didn't even know who he was. The 12th month, Elul, Tishri, to wake up call. And the wake-up call is reveal what's there. It's like an isha, a relationship with husband and wife. Every so often you got to buy her flowers. Every so often you got to remember that she did have a birthday. Every so often you got to buy a present to rekindle. The ava is there. You have to rekindle it every so often. By the Ribbono Shel Olam, the same thing. Send him flowers. Do something that's moist, that has a mesiras nefesh on your madrega. Each one on his madrega. And with that we will be zeicha to aksiva, v'chasima, toiva, bona, chaya, u'mezeina, omein v'omein. Amen.